Read item number 10, please.
Item 10 from the Director, Office of Performance Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, requesting an administrative appropriation transfer in the amount of $500,000 from Org Unit 1800-1945, Appropriation for Contingencies, to increase expenditure authority for a 2015 Adopted Capital Project, WP49001, Mitchell Park Domes Long Range Planning, for the installation of protective netting and long range planning options.
Mr. Cricklow, welcome.
Good morning. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, we have submitted a resolution for your consideration this morning that would do two primary things. One is to transfer $500,000 from the appropriation for contingencies to the capital project that was created last fall for work and planning related to the domes. And secondly, the resolution would waive some of the bid requirements, the purchasing regulations in Chapter 44 and Chapter 56 of the Milwaukee County Ordinances. And there's been quite a bit of discussion. I'll just add real briefly. As we've been discussing the nature of the project with the park staff and the facility staff, there are some critical path items that appear to be necessary to keep work moving along. In particular, there's some lead time involved with ordering the materials, the netting that is required for the mitigation of the fallen concrete, and secondly, having funding available to reserve the specialized equipment, that Spider-Man looking lift that they showed. Without funding available, they would not be able to place the orders for these types of things, even though they're not specifically certain of the cost at this point. We are recommending going ahead with the transfer in order to keep the project moving along.
Thank you. Questions of Mr. Cricklow? None? We have, as you heard from some of the commentary by our citizenry, public opinion very much seems to be favoring restoration of the domes over replacement, or at least a thorough examination of what's involved in replacement prior to any further discussion of replacing the facility or starting from scratch. A number of us, I think, are interested in hearing much more about those alternatives that are involved in restoring the facility. What's required, I think, is a thoughtful and a deliberate process, emphasizing public input. My sense is we have not had enough of that, and while provisions are being made to accommodate that, we want to emphasize the fact that it should be a very strong focus of these efforts and focused on long-term cost-effectiveness, of course. The solution to restoring this significant cultural and architectural institution, despite some comments that may have been made about it being McDonald's-y, I think I read that somewhere, that may only involve a lack of education on the part of the commentator. But the fact is that we have a resolution. Supervisor Haas?
Mr. Chairman, are you referring to this substitute resolution?
The substitute resolution, yes.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to introduce this substitute resolution for the committee's consideration.
We have a motion to substitute a resolution. Let me further emphasize that this puts the emphasis on repair and preservation. It talks about reopening it by the end of 16, the domes. Repairs would be expected to extend the maximum usable life of the facility, and the comprehensive long-term plan for the future of the domes would result from this, based on the recommendations of a task force that would be created. I know Parks, this kind of duplicates Parks' efforts, but I think it's my hope it refines it. So it would be the creation of a 9-person task force as specified in the resolution. with a written report from that task force due back to us by September of 16. I will no longer be here then, as will the other members will not be, but we would anticipate a report back by then that in a comprehensive fashion covers all of the alternatives and presents the public with the associated cost figures so that that can be publicly debated and thought through. It also provides, in its conclusion, the $500,000 transfer of funds that's proposed in the original resolution. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor, if I could. And I support it for a number of reasons. One, you know, I know lines 57 and 58 say shall pursue repair and preservation of the domes. But you know, what you also said is the task force is going to look at all alternatives. So it doesn't tie our hands to one. But I think by listening to the outpouring of the community, you kind of see where the community is leaning. But I think looking at all alternatives is important, and creating the task force is something that we need to do, which in the executive's resolution does not even mention the task force. I mean, that's in the nice slideshow we got, but didn't put any teeth into it. Plus, we're closer to the people, so I think that's important, because I think funding is, at the end of the day, going to be the biggest hurdle we have, is how to pay for it. And you know, I think there'll be lots of discussions, like I mentioned, on the issue of the Marcus Center, of is there going to be a ground swelling of some sort of a sales tax that I'm not saying I support, but that is that going to be out there? The other thing I think is important, which fails to be in the executive's resolution, is a timeline. And I think besides the May 1st, this will have August 1st for the tropical dome and September 1st for the arid dome. And I think it's an aggressive schedule, but I think it's something we should try to pursue. And if we can't get there, if the administration can't get there, then they need to come here and explain why they couldn't, why it's going to take longer. So I think having a timetable is important. Sometimes I've had round and round conversations on other issues with the Parks Director about timetables and importance of that, and sometimes we have to set the agenda, and I think we're setting the agenda here. So I support it.
If there's no objection to Supervisor Taylor's request to be added as a co-sponsor, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, I too would like to ask for co-sponsorship for all the reasons that my colleague from the Southwest has defined.
Very good. No objection? So ordered. Any further discussion of this matter prior to taking the role? Supervisor?
Chairman.
Director Dargle.
Chairman,
I keep trying to demote you.
Chairman, Supervisor, just to jump on or piggyback off of what Supervisor Taylor mentioned on lines 57 and 58, I would suggest that we tweak that. As we've indicated, I think it's important for us to go through all the options and alternatives, and that task force or that steering committee makes those recommendations to the board, that we're not putting ourselves into a position with that 57 and 58 that repair and preservation is the resolution. I think the resolution itself covers that in general terms, in terms of a comprehensive long-term plan, but 57 and 58 I think puts us in a hole there where it's resolved that we would be repair and replace, not unless or preservation of it. But again, that is an option that we should look at and report out to the board.
Right. That's a reflection of what many of us had gathered to be the public response to the crisis at the domes.
Yeah, and I beg to differ with the Parks Director. I don't think this ties our hands in any way, shape, or form to just either repairing or preserving. I mean, I think when the task force will look at all options. I mean, I heard the chairman say very clearly all alternatives, and I think. But if you're taking a look at what public perception is now, it's in those two lines. But that doesn't mean that's what it's going to be, because we have a lot of fact finding to do, a lot of gathering of information, lots of public meetings where all stakeholders can attend. And you've heard the MMAC talking about not that long ago some sort of sales tax for some of these cultural centers and cultural institutions, parks and that. Maybe this is the one item, like I said earlier, that's so iconic in our community that helps drive that.
Yeah,
I don't know yet, but I think this does give us flexibility and does not tie our hands.
Chairman, Supervisor, I want to be sure that's clear, that that does not commit us, and if that's the opinion of the board and or the Corporation Council, that this doesn't tie us to you got to repair and preserve. I also would like to state that on line 66 that we're talking about aiming to extend the maximum usable life of the existing facility. Well, again, it goes back to what other options and alternatives we have out there. So whatever option or alternative we select, it may not be to extend the useful lives of the current facility, but that's what we'd obviously be pursuing. So I don't want us to, again, box us into that we've made the decision already with repair and preserve when there's options and alternatives out there.
I think this focuses the activities of the task force. It'll be, and their recommendations are going to be paramount in terms of informing this committee as to their recommendations.
Yes, sir. And also, Chairman, if I may, Supervisors, also on when we talk about the makeup or the composition of the task or the steering committee, I'd like to add a few of our members that I've suggested to add on there in terms of the neighborhood associations, the preservation groups, the friends that weren't identified in this composition. If I may, if you could direct your attention to the list that I had offered for consideration in terms of foundations, nonprofits, the Journey House as an example, and some of the other representation of a variety of people and organizations that could contribute to the steering committee's work.
Certainly, it's one aspect of this, and we could bring an amendment come board day should members choose. But I think we don't want to muddy this process now. Supervisor Staskunas said no? No? So on the substitute that's before us, further questions? Please call the roll.
The question is, shall the substitute resolution be substituted for the resolution before the committee? Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
And Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
We have 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to substitute the resolution prevails.
Supervisor Haas.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move approval of the resolution as amended.
As substituted.
Substituted.
Right. Further discussion on the item? Please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Cullen.
Mr.
Chairman.
Aye.
We have 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend the substitute resolution for adoption prevails.
Thank you very much. And with that, we will move back to item number 9.